This man needs medical attention.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
The old method of treatment for a person in this condition was to throw him in jail.
98. All right. Getting quite a kick out of that, even still. Ryan Nez says, hey, by the way, don't think we natives haven't thought of this. In Camp Verde, the casinos have a big romper room where the degenerate parents can dump off their mistakes and blow through their grandparents' first of the month checks.
Where is it?
Camp Verde? Cliff Castle?
It's funny,
oh,
the Indians.
Cliff Castle, yeah. Up there?
That's hilarious to the Indians because the grandparents' first of the month checks is that, you know, here's your $1,000 for being an Indian.
That's right. They made Cliff Castle. They have like a bowling alley.
No, they got an offer.
Arcade.
They got an arcade and a pizza parlor and a bowling alley and like places the kids can sit. And you play Wheel of Fortune for 6 or 7 hours.
Remember, Vegas tried that for a while in the 90s.
They tried to be family friendly.
They still have. Treasure Island was family friendly.
Every casino still has a arcade somewhere. Like somewhere in it. You're like, oh, cool. Like an arcade. Because at the Aria, you'll walk around and next to the Starbucks on the promenade level across from the buffet, there's this weird little room.
Yeah.
You're like, is that for smokers or something? No, it's this tiny little arcade. There's air hockey and some like video games.
Probably have to have it.
Never. Maybe. I don't know. There's no one in there ever.
What, OSHA requires it?
Yeah.
Yeah. It could be like some sort of gambling rule. Keep the kids out. Or there was just so much outcry from the parents to give me somewhere to drop it off.
God, I just can't imagine taking my kid to Vegas.
Just, man. You shouldn't. It's the when we go there to Javier's, the first day is spent watching all the people with their suitcases and their strollers wandering around with a baby in it or a kid walking there like he's miserable. And then the better part is like later in the night, 2 a.m, the stroller baby that's still awake that is gets pushed through the casino. I'm like, you hate that thing.
Well, it's great when the Aria people go up to the parent. You can't have him.
Yeah, he can't be here. Or when you're,
cracks me up.
If you have to hold a small, tiny baby hand while you're playing slots or something like that, and you have to keep him at like an 8-foot distance because he can't be too close, you've made a terrible error.
It's kind of cool seeing a 4 or 5-year-old holding dad's case of beer.
Right. Well, it's awesome when the kids are part of it. From my perspective, because it's so bad. But yeah, just don't do it. There should just be a thing where it's like, there's no kids allowed here. Don't. Why would? And they'll take it because they know it's business and dummies will bring their children to go. And that M&M store has to happen. But I mean, even walking along the strip with those people that don't speak any language at all. It's not Mexican. It's Portuguese and Asian mixed. And they're just flipping those cards around where you can get ass whores. And they don't care who they hand it to. It can be a child. It doesn't matter. If you're at a stoplight, ass horse, ass horse, ass horse.
What's an ass horse?
Ass horse, ass horse. And then some card with a lady with 2 little superimposed stars over her nipples is standing there pointing to her butthole. Ass horse. Call 712. Like, oh my God, it's ass horse. Stop handing ass whore cards to the kids. And give me one of those.
Pretty good street education.
Yeah, they're learning a lesson.
I guess they're learning
valuable lesson.
Yeah, that mom and dad don't care about them. That's the biggest lesson. That thing that dad has around his neck that has 40 ounces of Slurpee in it, he can't have any for a reason.
You got to understand,
that teardrop?
Son.
Is that the Stratosphere? What's the giant drink that you see?
Oh, they're everywhere. They have them at Caesar's.
All of those. They're on the walkways.
It's different structures.
Yeah. Well, they've got the Rube bongs that the morons that spend $68.
It's just a giant slushy bar. That's all that is.
And they pour like a half a gallon of effing vodka in it. Because that's what Fitty would want you to drink. Anyway, I got an email from a guy yesterday, and I didn't print it, but I remember it because it's hard not to remember. He has been told by his employer. This is a very interesting case. He's been told by his employer that the video cameras at night have caught one of the other employees, unnamed, a female, going through his desk and occasionally pleasuring herself at his desk in his office. And he's like, I have to act shocked and like, but the girl that's doing it, fairly attractive, evidently, if he thinks it's the right girl. If it's the one he thinks it is, he's like, cool. But he can't tell his boss that this doesn't bother him. He has to act, because he's in management, he has to act like, yeah, this is something we got to deal with. But he's like, what should I do about this?
Nothing.
You got to find out who that is for sure. And tell her, hey, we know what you're doing. And there's no reason for you to do this in my office anymore. Let's take this to the countrywide. Let's go over to the hotel. If you're single, if you're a married guy and stuff, you just got to get rid of that. That's bad news. But if you think about that, because when I read it, I'm like, only that's the only way that works. Because, like, let's say you find a woman attractive at work, and when she's gone, you beat off on her stuff. Even if she found you attractive right before that, once she finds out you've been doing that, you're a pervert and you're weird. But when a dude finds out the hot girl's fiddling the bean at his desk, it's a turn on.
Oh, it's empowering.
And it's
right?
Like, oh, that's hot. That's great. Yeah. But even if, like, you know, you look like Antonio Banderas, and after closing hours, you go over to Jill's desk and you pound one out, and then you clean it up real good, and it's like, she's still going to be like, oh my God, he's gorgeous, but he's a weirdo, and I hate him. Try it today. I guarantee you there isn't a woman on there that's going to go, I understand you've been beaten off on my desk after hours. It's not going to be an endearing thing that she finds out at all. But a dude, she's doing what now? Yeah, you know that new girl, the 24-year-old girl we just hired out of ASU, the former cheerleader? Yeah. Evidently, after you leave, she sits in your chair and rubs one out. Dudes are like, yes, that she's thinking of me. Why my desk? Is she doing? And your first question would have to be, is she doing it at anyone else's desk? No, just yours. God damn it. You'd swell with pride. Women, they file suits.
Hashtag me too.
And God forbid you're the ugly guy doing that. You're so fired, you're never going to work again. You're on some sort of a list. You've got to be on websites. You got to report yourself to the neighbors. It's just terrible. But yeah, I don't know what this guy, he's like, what should I do? And you have to feign misery. You have to act as a manager. You have to act like this is intolerable behavior. But deep down, I think you need to ask the person telling you, like, I need to know who this is. I need to know who's doing this. And if it's the hot girl and you're available, she wants you. So I think you make a relationship out of it. You at least
got to
get her.
You'd completely tease if you found out who it was. How are you today?
How you doing? Do you need me to leave early? There's a key under the mat. You can pop right in my office.
It'd be hard to hold that in.
Yeah. And once you find out, it'd be like, I just watch her go by the desk. My desk smells funny. Do you guys smell this? It smells like vanilla cream, like that lotion from Victoria's Secret and like tuna on rye. Do you smell that?
What are you saying?
I don't know. Back to work, Victoria. It's almost quitting time. Either that or pretend to go home and then just drive around for a little bit. Go back, make sure her car's the only one in the parking lot. Go back and forget something and catch her doing it and then nailing her at your desk.
But then the cameras are on.
That's true. That's true. You can't nail her at the desk. Damn it. Stupid cameras. Well, anyway, I'm sorry to tell you. I don't know. I don't have an answer for you, but I think it's cool. And immediately, I guarantee every guy in this room thought, who would we want in this building to beat off at our desk? The guys think that way. Women are like,
gross. He should be in jail.
And we're like, God, I wonder if that would ever happen here. Who would I ever want on my desk beating off? Brady, did you have an answer for that?
I don't.
You don't have. You've got someone in your mind right away. We all do. We can't say it because it would be embarrassing, but we've all got someone at work. We would be like very flattered if they beat off on our stuff.
Yeah.
You got a
there's
couple.
There's at
people.
Least 10 here.
No,
the
there's
building.
A couple. You don't have to lie. You know that there's a Toledo. You've got a couple right off the bat. You'd be like, that would be very flattering. Of course you do.
I can make it work, John.
What does that mean?
I don't know what that means.
For you or for
that's
her?
That was what a salesman would say when you told him you don't want to pay for clear coat. What?
I can make
what
it
just
work.
Happened here?
I can make it work.
Did I just buy the clear coat? God damn it. What does I can make it work mean? You know, you have at least two people you'd be like, well, I'd be very flattered. And you also have two or three people you'd be like, that's disgusting. They need to be fired.
Well, they've messed everything up here in this building because all the offices are wide open now with
most
glass.
Of
the glass.
Yeah, you got a glass door going in all of them. And that's probably the reason why. Because for years, dudes were beating off on people's desks.
It's radio, man.
Yeah.
It's what happened?
We're disgusting. And we've got too many people making minimum wage, hanging out with too many people making decent money. It's a culture clash.
It's like a rite of
easy
passage
power
to banging a radio station.
It's exactly right. The salespeople are hobnobbing with us radio knobs. That is a bad thing. And us radio knobs will beat off on your desk. And they know it. So that's why they put up cameras and make HR departments. We know that. There isn't a single part-timer here on the weekend that I trust not to beat off on somebody's desk. It's just not a thing. But this guy's got it going. I don't know what his job is or what his position or whatever they're doing. But that's, I don't know, it's kind of a badge of honor. I would definitely struggle. I'm sure the manager like, please don't tell anybody else in the office about this. I would struggle. He emailed me, so I guarantee you there's four or five other people at the office that know about this problem. And hopefully his higher-up doesn't listen to the show. because I would assume that it's not a problem that he's like, well, that's got to be someone else's office. That's a pretty isolated problem, pretty specific. So I apologize, but you emailed me. This cat had to come out of the bag.
It's just making it really tough to work at the food bank right now.
Right, yeah. St. Vincent de Paul's has never, ever had this kind of controversy before. And they don't have a lot of hot chicks working there, so I don't think. Unless, like, the ASU or Cardinal cheerleaders have to do it.
A lot of volunteers.
Yeah, a lot of volunteers. But they can masturbate all over. What are they losing? A paycheck? No, they're volunteers. Big deal. They lose some community credit. Yeah. So it all depends on how good the girl looks. Because the pig in the office can't do it. That's desperate and sad if she's wrecking your stuff. But a pretty lady beating off on your desk? I don't think there's a guy out there that's going to fire you for that unless he has to. But, dudes, it is not reciprocal. And there's that double standard thing again.
I'm going to have to fire you, but my buddy Ted works in the same industry across town.
Right.
Okay.
I'm going to get you another job.
I'm going to get you set up over at Ted's office.
And every once in a while, I want you to come visit me in my office. And I'll just turn a blind eye to how much you love my office furniture. I would have to talk to her. I have to know why she's doing it. Is it the Copenhagen?
Give her your desk when she leaves.
Yeah, right here. I know it's tough. We're going to have to let you go. But I want you to have all of my desk furniture and my chair and all that because I know how much you loved it. Like you loved it. You physically loved it.
Loved it.
I want your desk.
I know. I've seen it on tape. I would demand to see the tapes. I would act outraged. Who's doing this? It's disgusting. I could catch a disease. I want to see the tapes. Oh, that's the grossest thing I've ever seen. I can only watch this. How many other tapes are there? 30? Oh, my God. I'm going to scour them and then burn everything in that office.
That would be the discouraging thing. You find out, oh, she's an objectophile. She actually likes the desk.
Wouldn't bother me.
Not you.
Would not bother me. She's chosen my it's like when a hummingbird lands in your hand. He's not really interested in you, but you feel special for a little bit. It's the same thing when a woman masturbates on your stuff.
Let's go to IKEA. Yeah. I'm going to get you one of these.
If a hummingbird let on your finger, you'd be like, oh, my God, I'm chosen. The hummingbird doesn't know what you are. He doesn't care. He's just picking a spot.
You don't think they know what we are by now?
They know we're a threat. I think that's about it. They know we're a threat. I don't think they've got classes where like, I divide the human.
My back patio is the hummingbird Hilton.
If they knew who we are.
Nests all over the place.
They would play with our ears more often. Because if you've ever had one buzz your ears, the reaction is hilarious and there's no threat to them of ever getting hit by us. But if a hummingbird, have you ever had one come up close to you?
I've had one light up.
Right in your ear.
That's probably why they do it.
Start running around with your arms in the air and it's long gone and it's telling, oh God, I got one. I got one of the things today. One of the bipeds was standing there with a hose. He was like stuck, and he was doing something stupid, and I just buzzed his ears. He lost his mind. And we're afraid of them, and they're like 6 ounces, and they move like so fast there's no threat. It's hilarious.
Reincarnation might be kind of cool.
If you could come back as something you choose.
Yeah.
But if it were real, there'd be a lot more pranks from wildlife. That's my argument to the Indians.
Well, they buzz ears sometimes, so... Could be.
My argument to an Indian man who tried to convince me once that reincarnation is very real. And I'm like, but if you don't know, what does it matter?
It matters later when you have gotten through a perfect life.
You can evaluate all the different.
You have to get it right. So you keep coming back till you
get
it right.
Oh, that's why you get okay.
Yeah. And he's telling me that. And I'm like, well, are we aware? And he goes, of course, there are some spirits who are aware of the fact that they have been on the planet many times. That is why you have so many recollections of things you don't understand.
Come on, you don't look in your dog's eyes and think, there might be some human soul in there.
No, I look at my dog's eyes and I'm like, oh, he wants a cookie or he's going to lick the salt off my arm.
One of the two.
I love him. But someone's Civil War hero is not inside of him.
Are you? Ulysses S.
Tecumseh? Yeah. Tecumseh?
No, he's... Goddamn Thomas Jefferson.
Dog is not Thomas Jefferson, unless Thomas Jefferson wandered around the house chewing this corner of the couch and then asking for cookies every 5 seconds or trying to take food off my plate. Thomas Jefferson was an asshole if he's one of my dogs. That's basically.
Well, some people think.
He could have been. Yeah, but he doesn't, you know, very rarely do I think Thomas Jefferson drooled on the you know, recliner armchair just because I had a piece of pizza in my hand.
Why do you think that? Well, he goes crazy over black dogs.
Yeah, he loves them. His lipstick shoots out every time a black dog goes by. Yeah, I don't. I struggle with that one. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe it's a thing, but I can't imagine. Because there's like 7 billion of us now, right? So at any given time, prior to the time now, there weren't even 7 billion dead people.
Yeah, so.
So there's like empty souls. I guess that's
I'm
what
I'm pretty sure my dog's Patton.
He's very good at strategies. I threw the ball into the pantry once, and he went around it as if it were to come. He understood the wall stopped it.
See, that's the problem. That's they're not always celebrities. They
No, they're sometimes they're just Dave, the guy that used to jerk off on Sarah's desk. Yeah, how about that? You get reincarnated as the woman who beat off on this guy's desk. And you find that out. Oh, wow, look at the past lives of my old English sheepdog. Great. It was a Veronica who got fired from a lab for beating off on somebody's desk after hours. That's great. That's in my house. We wouldn't communicate with anybody. Yeah, like celebrities are less than 1% of the entire population of Earth. You're getting some Joe Schmo. And guess what? I hate to break it to you. Fragile, weird girl who's in her 20s who's trying to figure life out. You were never anybody famous at either.
I had a past lives reading.
Oh, God.
I was the girl who led Lewis and Clark. I was Sacagawea. I was...
Some of this stuff, you've got to not believe it.
I was Marie Antoinette.
Really? Were you ever just the girl who got beaten up and left in the woods?
No.
Because that's somebody, too, you know. Were you ever the guy who died from autoerotic asphyxiation? Because I know he didn't get this life right. He's coming back.
John, I know you went to Rhodes. Do you remember Miss Ambrose?
Yes.
She used to say she was reincarnated from a dolphin.
Miss Ambrose was bananas and shouldn't have been allowed around the kids.
Was she the art teacher?
Social studies, if I remember, or something like that. Maybe English. I don't remember. She was bananas.
She wasn't joking about that?
No. She had a room full of, like, ideas. Like, her wall, was covered with ideas.
I miss Ambrose, and if you look over at the wall, I've put up a few pictures of people I may have been in the past.
Oh, God.
No way. Just teach and shut up.
I was the only one in eighth grade who said that on her. I was the old man in eighth grade.
Oh, God.
Here we go again.
Here we go. This bitch is crazy.
How weird would it be, though, if you actually identified as just, you know, you picked up a stray dog and you figured out, oh, my God, that's Todd Beebout from West Virginia.
Is he dead? Why did my friend from West Virginia die, Brady?
Why are you killing
Tell
him?
Tell me why Todd's dead. That's all I need to know. Todd's dead? And now he's a dog? It is an adorable Hollywood thing because this dog's life or a dog's purpose, it's kind of interesting that the same dog goes into dog bodies until he finds the, like, it's your first dog ends up being your last dog kind of thing, and you reunite souls, and it's the same as what women think of romance. I just don't buy it. And who knows? Maybe it's a thing, but if you don't know about it, why would you think about it? And then if there's people who can read past life, and why would you ever give money to that person? Plus, we're heading down a road here socially where if we get a little comfortable with the whole past lives things, there's going to be people who are going to be allowed to identify as Sacagawea.
It was one of my past lives, and now I identify as Sacagawea. I want you to call me that, and I want to be recognized as that.
And then she's now Sacagawea, and you can't.
I got no problem with that. I'll call her Sacagawea.
Well, I'll call her Sacagawea all day, but if it comes into, like, she starts getting, you know, she demands reparations from her time, and she wants to, like, be Sacagawea.
Yeah,
I don't
think she'll
do speeches. And I was like, look, well, she's going to get money because people have her on talk shows all the time going, hey, bananas, you want to talk about being Sacagawea?
I was Gandhi, so now I'm Gandhi.
It's like, oh, great. And she'll sue you if you don't acknowledge her at work properly. Or
be an awesome train wreck to
see. Pretty great to watch, but I just... Hi, Nutball. They, them, Gandhi. You got that floating around your office. I'm going to beat off on Gandhi's desk tonight.
That would be pretty tough if you're trying to, you know, the goal is to figure out life once you figure it out. But you'll keep going back to all these different... You get a butterfly or something, you've got 4 days to figure out life.
Right, and you
got
to get it right. And how hard would that be? You're a butterfly. What kind of mistakes are you making?
Yeah.
John, a butterfly that didn't get it right. I was a butterfly last life, and now I'm back.
Effed up.
What did I do wrong?
John, I'm not a spiteful person.
Yeah.
But I really hope in light of this conversation that Eric comes back as a gerbil. And he ends up at a pet shop. And the only person he remembers is Ian, who comes in one day with Will and buys him.
Thumbs him up there. But again, does the gerbil then live the perfect life? He doesn't come back, does he? Like, that's it.
That's
you
true.
Get utopia after that. If Ian buys you, you're reincarnated, it's like your little gerbil eyes open. You're like, oh, I'm a gerbil. cool. Then you like live for 4 or 5
Wait,
months
what,
growing,
what?
And then you get in this cage and you're on your wheel, and then it's like, okay, I'll take that one. And that's the last thing you hear before everything sounds like, you're trapped in a beehole. You've done nothing wrong. Whatever God there is that put you in this nightmare has to give you some sort of a gift at the end to say, okay, you did it. Nice
You've
job.
You've made it. Just go into the tunnel.
Wouldn't that be
that
the worst?
That sounds like hell to me.
That is hell. Wouldn't that be the worst thing ever if you found out that that's it? You just cycle through all the things until you're a gerbil in some gay guy's butthole.
That's awful.
And then you're like, you did it. You passed all the tests.
Ugh.
So wait a minute. We all get 6 lives. The last one's a gerbil, and we die in someone's butthole.
Yep. What in the world?
We got props.
Oh, all of our stuff's here. Fantastic.
All right.
All right. The Father's Day items have arrived. Look at Kevin. Look at you dressed up. It's radio,
yeah,
man.
All
settle down.
Up.
What do you? What, you got a wedding or a funeral after this? Kevin from Prestige looks sharp. Look at you. He thinks there's cameras.
He's got drills.
Someone take pictures of him and make it worth his time. So we're going to have our Father's Day Super Show here for the...
Sorry, we were just talking about gerbils.
Yeah, we're talking about gerbils and butts. And ironically beating off on Jill's desk, which she's here too, which is strange. You're going to have to leave or not face us for a little bit, Jill. And stop doing that. It's 6:45. What do you got on the big board of musical treats there, Eric?
All right, wake up song brought to you by ELOteam.com. Looking to buy or sell a home, check out the site, ELOteam.com. We got Trivium up here, Metallica, System of a Down. But As I Lay Dying, John has a new song from our buddy Tim Lambesis.
It's out. I've read about it. I have not heard it.
And actually,
let's do it.
In my opinion, one of their best songs ever.
Maybe, well, he's had a lot of time to think, so maybe he got more creative in the joint. And to all those people who say people deserve second chances, he did his time. So don't start getting all goofy about that one. It's called My Own Grave, and what I read about it was it is literally a mea culpa, basically saying my own fault. I did everything. I take responsibility for trying to kill my wife, and musically, here's how I represent that.
Wow.
Please buy my album.
That's a journey.
He needs more money because evidently he's got to get a better hitman.
Some money.
He's got bills to pay.
He's got a lot of bills to pay. So let's hear it. Let's try it. I don't know what to do with this. I don't know how to
Are you allowed to like it?
Yeah. Can you like this? He's done his time.
Can you support him?
He's done what he was told to do. No one got hurt.
Yeah.
I'm cool.
Yeah, he got a little crazy. He got a little crazy.
Right, he tried to kill his wife.
He lost it. He lost his mind a bit.
He didn't. He tried to get someone else.
No, he lost his mind. That's why he tried to get someone else.
No, no, no. I'm saying you said kill his wife.
Yeah.
He was trying to get someone else.
Oh, that's...
Brady, he's responsible for that. Man, you found a real avenue out of that.
And you're defending him now?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, he did his time.
You are unbelievable.
The great defender.
I mean, Brady... I hate to break it. He's going to hell. There's no coming back from that. But as far as society goes, can we like his music? Let's find out. If it's good enough, we'll forget that he tried to kill his wife. Or like Brady said, he got somebody to try to kill his wife.
This man needs medical attention.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
The old method of treatment for a person in this condition was to throw him in jail.
All right, that is pretty solid for the loudest music in the world. I dig that one. Is it not over? Is it starting
start
over?
Again.
Oh,
it's starting over, just like Tim. Starting all over.
A new leaf.
Everybody emailing says the same thing. All right, I like that song, but I think I like it more because of who's singing it.
And you're right. Intriguing. I mean, in the lyrics, buried alive inside of my own grave, and there's no one else to blame. I mean,
yeah,
he's taking responsibility.
When I read it, they asked the band. I forget what magazine it was. Ian sent me the article, but I forget what it was. But
Boys Life,
probably. Yeah, Killer Boys Life, Bad Boys Life. I was reading my weekly periodical of Bad Boys of Rock. But yeah, so the
lyrics are interesting.
The other bandmates were like, he has completely done a 180 and admits this. He's not hiding from anything. And the lyrics of the song will tell you. I didn't read the lyrics.
Beneath my lies, delusional enough to think I'd design something great, like a giant headstone inscribed to describe my shameful fate.
Yeah.
An ugly truth from which there was no escape, nowhere left to hide, and then finally forced to face what I'd become.
Yep. And a guy emails and says, I have forgiven you, Tim Lambesis. This song is badass. It is pretty cool. But does it have a cool factor because there's a murderer singing it?
Oh, it adds to it.
That's pretty sweet.
Well, music, you know, and then if it's coming from the heart, I mean, that's what we've been lacking in music.
Really. Completely. Stuff like that. Something heartfelt and meaningful and actually deep, instead of Five Finger Death Punch screaming about people they want to kill. This guy actually did it. You know, he actually gave it a run, and he's got some street cred on that whole tough guy thing. I mean, let's face it.
And do we have another potential round happening again? Because he's going right back into the...
He's diving back into where he is. It's like alcoholics. You got to get rid of your friends and your old life. And he tried to kill a person, and now he's diving back in with his old buddies. You know, let's face it, Ivan is what? One bumpy car ride away from being a Broadway singer. Yeah. He's not tough. He just sings like he's tough. Compared to Tim, this guy backs it up. You don't like it? Look out. You might snap him again. We'll see. I want to know if Austrian Death Machine's coming back. Will he just dive into every... Will he just, you know, pick up where he left off?
Can he be wacky, funny?
Or did the sense of humor go away?
Right. Yeah, I don't know.
Is Arnold going to do a lot of...
that well?
Can he apologize and stuff as Arnold?
No. He probably can't roll out with the...
Not for a while.
Yeah.
Let's see how this goes. But yeah, that's a pretty sweet song. And here's the other thing. The rest of the band didn't do anything, really. And then when Tim got out, they got together and said,
they didn't form something else, Eric?
Yeah, they were in another band.
Yeah, but I mean, they didn't do anything. Nothing came of it. So it was kind of like...
Yeah, if you don't remember.
When Tim got out, the other guys looked at each other and said, do we...
We kind of need him.
He's just too talented. If you read the lyrics, his jail lyrics are amazing.
It's going to be huge, guys. We got to get back together.
We need to do this.
He wrote them on the walls of the cell, took a picture of it. The song together.
Hey, that Johnny Cash playing at the prison thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, it's crazy.
Who knows if that will be something people embrace or not. I'm sure there's a small faction of it. But there are bands out there singing about killing all the time. I mean, we're somewhat hypocritical, not to blanket what he actually did, that a lot of rock music is about doing terrible stuff, you know. A lot of, you know, you look at that heavy, heavy stuff, and it's all about dismembering bodies and murder, and we get a kick out of it. When a guy actually tries to do it, we draw a line, but...
Well, we all have that thing. We say bad things and stuff to each other. But we have that thing in our head to stop us.
Do you act on it? But some maybe Tim was like, man, these people really are into it. I think I can get away with this because all I do is talk about killing people for Jesus. That's the thing I want to know is how close is he to the Christ now? Because he was a Jesus loony before.
And his wife.
Yeah, and he and his wife.
Gentle dove.
Remember we met her, that beautiful lady? She's so sweet. If we'd only known. You need to run. That lunatic is going to try and kill you.
He would never.
No, he won't. He's going to pay a guy. You're worth about 10 grand. Anyway, so Tim Lambesis, he's back.
They got back together.
Yeah.
I've gotten this twice, John.
Who made the call? Does Tim get out of jail and go, hey, guys, I'm out. So if you ever want to jam.
I'm available.
Chris, did you get a call from Tim? I did. He wants to jam. Do we let him? I don't want to piss him off. What are you getting?
Gotten this about three different times. Are you familiar with Joe DiNardo?
No.
Apparently he's legendary WTAE meteorologist Joe DiNardo passed away today from Pittsburgh.
Oh, he's a Pittsburgh guy.
Pittsburgh weatherman. Huh. So like three different people have sent it. Tell John, sorry.
The late weatherman from a city I never lived in is dead? Okay.
I think they just Steelers. Apparently.
I'm crushed. Well, that doesn't make me familiar with all the weather people.
You don't know.
Wow, those Pittsburgh people have a low bar for.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, have you ever heard me say love the Steelers? Meteorology.
Coach Joe DiNardo.
I've never added that in. I'm just like, come on, Steelers and meteorology. I don't even like the Pirates.
No,
I'm not all encompassing Pittsburgh. Well, and Holmberg's probably pretty disappointed. I wonder if he's going to be at work tomorrow.
Jeez, I don't know if I should be the one to tell him.
I just hope I get updates from the Chicagoans about Tom Skilling.
No, when Skilling goes, that's a big deal. Because finally somebody's going to get a decent weather report after he dies.
He doesn't get one right.
Skilling's terrible.
I was hurt when Jimmy Crum passed away.
Jimmy Crum, Columbus legend?
Yeah.
It's great.
What is this, 1975? Yeah. What's going on?
Yeah, when did Crum die?
A long time ago. 10, was he 15 one of those, years ago.
He was one of those guys that influenced your comedy.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. Hey, we got a real barn burner.
Got my magnets of sunshine tossing at the state of Ohio. Look up here in Toledo. Looked like a little rain cloud.
He was the dean of sports.
Well, that's a sportscaster. We're talking about dead meteorologists right now. Let's not focus, Brady. Focus.
Like Royal Norman, are we going to have to...
Dewey Hopper makes me sad, but that's only people who remember Dewey Hopper. It's the world's first super gay weatherman. That guy came to our school in the 80s, and my teacher, Mr. Rogers, called him a fluff.
What?
Not to his face.
Really?
Yeah, I was in the back of the
thing. You guys?
So they'd bring weathermen out to our school all the time. Mr. Rogers always. What I didn't realize until a couple years later was Mr. Rogers wasn't addicted to hard candies. That little jar was Rolaids. He ate Rolaids like there was no tomorrow. He hated kids. He was a sixth grader.
They were little sweet tarts.
So I thought he just had a penchant for candy. The guy's pounding Rolaids. He always had it in his hand. I'm standing in the back of the thing, and Dewey Hopper rolls in from Channel 3, and we gave him a Roosevelt Rough Rider shirt. And he stood in the thing, and he was a massively overweight man. The Roosevelt Rough Riders only had shirts for kids and the staff, and no one was 400 pounds. So Dewey slid into an XL, and it was tight. There were weatherman nipples flying out of these things. And he's talking. He's like, so anybody have any questions for Dewey? And his big catch was that he did the temperature of all the stuff in the state, and then he'd give you the Dewey point.
Yeah,
there he is. There's Dewey Hopper. Yeah, and he would do garbage like this. Or he'd sing with the gay men's choir that we didn't know we had in Phoenix, and he'd do the weather that way. He's lost a ton of weight here, though.
Is this later on?
This is Dewey with a boy band in San Francisco where he ended up. Surprise, surprise! Look at him. That's the position he's normally in.
Whoa, that's not a good look, Dewey.
And so they had a boy band in the studio, and of course Dewey had to be out there to make friends. So anyway, Dewey was nuts, and he came to the school. Mr. Rogers stood in the back of the thing chugging Rolaids, and he's talking, and he goes, this guy's a fluff. And I just remember hearing him say that Mr. Rogers was a Vietnam veteran. He was a badass. This guy's a fluff. I'm like, huh? Fluff? I didn't know at the time. It was sixth grade. I had my suspicions. But Dewey used to throw magnets at the thing, and he was super flamboyant.
Why does video from 2002 look so old?
It's terrifying.
What the hell is going on?
I watched the NFL Network the other day, and they're like, the 49ers and Cowboys played in an epic NFC championship game in 1995. And then it was like somebody threw sand in my eyes and showed me a video. I'm like, what just happened to the TV?
Jesus, it was that long ago. I think they do it on purpose.
23 years. The grainy footage shows you this pass from Troy Aikman. I'm like, how
the
hell?
The Turner Classics or whatever, and they're...
But it's terrible. NFL Films has the clean ones, and then the NFL Network shows you old video, and you're like, good Lord, this did not hold up.
God, remember back then we would see video from the 60s, and we'd be like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
How do people watch that?
How do people stare at that stuff?
Now look at us.
It's the same.
It's the same.
It's the same.
The 90s difference. And the 60s
ow,
are the
ow,
same.
Ow, ow.
Unbelievable.
I'd rather watch Ray Nitschke. Than I would something from the 90s.
Throw the uprights.
The Steelers Blitzburg defense with Kevin Green, Greg Lloyd. Like, all right, this will be great. Now, I'm going to sizzle your eyes with a hot poker and show you a video. Oh, it burns, turn it. Yeah, it's awful. Anyway, Tim Lembesis kills people. And
there it is, the Dewey point.
There he is, that's him.
73, normal 75, the record 92 in 1925. Our low today, 47. That's about where
that guy's
a
fluff.
And the record, 35 in 1955.
Is he throwing magnets next? Looks like.
Quite a storm coming.
No, this was post-magnet time. This was back when this was when they got green screens. But he and the guy on Channel 5 used to have these giant boards.
That guy got up to 400 pounds?
He was a big dude.
That's like double him right now.
Maybe he wasn't 400 pounds. Maybe I was just smaller, but he didn't fit in the Roosevelt Rough Rider shirt, and it was ugly coming out from underneath that. He might have lost some weight there. You know, when you're a kid and you see people, they look older and fatter than they are. He didn't look good. He didn't look healthy, let's just say that. He was a big, thick man. And according to my teacher, a fluff. No, Mr. Rogers was the best. Ron Rogers. And his mother bear. The yardstick he'd break desks with if we started talking. I love that stuff. Anyway, Dewey's gone. So, yeah, meteorologist Dewey Hopper may upset me. And thanks for the update on dead Pittsburgh meteorologist guy. I can't remember his name even now.
DiNardo.
Is that right? Joe DiNardo. That's right. I'm sure Pittsburgh is going to have some sort of, lights out thing tonight at 7 o'clock in honor. How will they know if it rains now?
They're so far behind, the times.
Pittsburgh. Their people are. That's one of the coolest downtowns and one of the most metropolitan cities ever.
Yeah. When I've been there a few times, I like it. But it's weird, just though. In the stadium, the music they play, and it's from another era.
But look around. because it's pretty much everywhere. I was at Walmart yesterday. I realized
it doesn't change.
It's not different city to city. We're not so progressive that we don't play, you know, Journey at the Cardinal games and all that 80s stuff.
But it was like every song, though, in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, and occasionally
it was country and then like 80s rock. Yeah, like there was like hardly anything new.
Well, you know, they're on WDVE, which is kind of that station. So I think they cater to their image of the station. But still.
Some of it has been playing, like Renegade is, you know.
That's their thing. Yeah. That's a tradition. And that's been going on for years. But it's just, it is weird. Because the people seem behind and the city's unbelievable. That's his daughter?
No, this is Tim Lambesis' new wife.
What? Somebody married him?
Yep. Like 2 months ago.
And that's her in her underwear.
That's quite a move.
Wow.
She can handle herself.
What an upgrade.
I think she can probably defend herself, too, you think?
I'm not so sure she's thinking about Jesus in these photos.
Yeah, I don't know if he's gone back to Jesus.
Man. Holy cow. Do a sit-up.
You would think coming out of the joint, he would be a Jesus guy.
That would keep you in the church.
If she's religious, sign me up.
Yep, there they are. There they are.
There's Tim grabbing her cans. For the Lord.
For the Lord.
It's a breast check.
Is it like alcoholism?
Body check.
When you try to kill your wife, like every day is a struggle.
Thanks for not killing me today.
It's day by day, honey. Day
moderation.
By day.
Moderation.
Let's just try to get through another 24. Anyway, we got a Brady report coming up in just moments. It's 98 KUPD.
You were right, man. We should do this thing. 98 KUPD.